You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Download the brand new Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. I highly, highly recommend this. This is a very cool app. It has gone through some different improvements, enhancements, perfections. I hope now working very well. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere with notifications from the team straight to your phone. And it's all there, including this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The segments, you can pick it by segment. You can listen to the whole show, whatever you want to do. We highly encourage you to get that app and enjoy that app. Vic Carucci and Jim Donovan here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we are getting your tweets at Browns_daily. We also want your calls, 216-578-0850. I want to share this one. Ray, at Ray Duvall, sent this via Twitter. He says to me, he addressed this to me. He says, Vic, you were absolutely tiptoeing on the issue involving Jim Irsay. He should be held to a higher standard, more so than players. Ray, that's a fair point. Owners, the commissioner, the people at the executive level, if you're going to make the rules for those who play the game, then you've got to be beholden to those same rules, be accountable. And I know we all are in this organization. I know what my contract says. I know about all those behavioral elements that are just as judged. But as an owner of the team, should he be held to the highest standard? So Ray doesn't say what the quote punishment should be, but what do we want from the guy? I don't know. Do you lose your football team? I mean, how much do you take away before you're satisfied that he got punished sufficiently? I'd say, what's the number? We just threw out $1 million. I don't know. Is that hurting a guy to that degree?
I don't know.
It would hurt a player a lot more.
I think that's the only way you could hurt an owner.
Is taking it out of his pocket.
Do you take draft choices away from them? But on a Sunday afternoon.
But revenue for the team, I don't think makes. I've seen that proposed, and I don't think that makes sense. That team revenue, in other words, what is allowing you to run your business, because employees are being paid from that too. Mm-hmm. Do you want to punish those folks who had nothing to do with his actions? Do they suffer? Now, you could say, well, a team suffers when a player is not available, but taking money or jobs necessarily, although I guess coaches could lose jobs because a key player wasn't available.
How do you hurt them, though? I mean, on a Sunday afternoon, with his infractions and his missteps in society, how do you hurt the Indianapolis Colts to the point where you're punishing, you know, everybody in that organization for his behavior? I just think money is the only way you could do that. I don't see how you could do anything else.
That's why, and to Ray,
how do you keep him away from the team?
Yeah,
how do you police that?
Right, and it wasn't as much about, I really wasn't trying to tiptoe. I was at a loss to kind of define this, as we both are. Ray followed up with, and you're very welcome on the response. He says, well, you can't hurt an owner with dollars in football currency. It's draft picks. So maybe it is a pick or picks to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm open to that idea that if you violate something in terms of behavior, that's the way you quote hurt the team. But again, I think you're also hurting more so your coaches, the people that he'll end up firing if the team doesn't
succeed.
And
he would do that, too.
And he would.
Let me just say, you go back to the New England, you go back to the Bill Belichick problem.
Spygate thing.
And he got hit with hefty fines, but they lost draft picks.
Direct competitive advantage. That was cheating in the game that they were found to be doing something to give them a competitive edge. This is a different story. This is behavioral or whatever, off field. All right, we are going to, we hope very soon, have a conversation with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, here in studio on this Football Tuesday. Vic and Jim with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.